This is Grounded and Connected Empowerment, a podcast about embodying our innate wisdom and connecting to country through the guidance of Jambi, an original custodian of the Northern Rivers region from the Gitabal Ngarrukul people. Committed to activating the deep spring within all of us, Jambi carries the work of culturally informed trauma-integrated healing around the world with Indigenous elders and knowledge keepers. Colonisation is not the end of the story. What we see now is that all the bloodlines are here. So we can allow the story to play out the way it has been, or we can take control of the story. We're not able to change the past, but we can own the future, and there is wisdom in this for all of us. Sovereignty is responsibility. You can't have one without the other. It is about coming back to Mother. We'll get the wisdom out of this, and we'll sing the songs and create the dances and the stories that go about this time, from colonisation to now. Our lands have been cared for by our traditional custodians for 80,000 plus years. We move together against the continuing genocide and colonisation of our peoples. Our sovereignty was never ceded. We endow deep respect to the bloodlines of this country.
I'm Jambi. I'm from the Gitabal and Ngarrukul people of the Northern Rivers. So it's around Mount Lindsay and Mount Warning, Mulumbini, Momoli and Jargonbunj. And I also have English, Irish, a little bit of Norwegian and Vanuatu blood as well. And I really do honour the journey of my ancestors, all of them, that bring me here to this point. So the name Jambi comes from a tribe down south, and my father was given permission to give that name to me. He travelled with some people from down there, and they told him about that name. And up here in the Northern Rivers, the same name is Dharam, that has the same meaning, and that's recognition of the next in line for eldership, the eldest in the generation. There's another word actually here as well that's very close to some of the elders here call me, and that's Jambi. And Jambi means to carry great intention. But I want to give respect to the tribes down south. I want to give big respect to those mobs. And where I believe it comes from is the beginning of the ley line that runs up here following the mountains. And there's pretty strong power in that. And there's old stories in that. And I've got a lot of respect for it. When it comes to, this is where the DNA codes come in on that side of the story. When it comes to being full blood, or just of the one place, then it's your role in that place is very easy. It's easy to understand. That's your place. They're your sacred sites. These are the things you need to concern yourself with. And then you are a self part of the process of creating the next generations and holding the next generation so that that place stays held in a good way. But if you're of mixed race, you have a bit of that responsibility from everywhere that your bloodlines come from, everywhere your DNA comes from. Because of that, it makes it easier for people with mixed race to be able to move around the planet. We'll see that. We don't miss one place so much. We can drop into anywhere that our bloodline's from and call that home. That doesn't mean that we don't have responsibility. It means that we're able to be a part of the world and be out, feel safe in England. I travelled to England. I felt the place there. I could feel where my bloodline connections were there. I could see how the story of the people there, the land there. That's one thing I always say. That country is so beautiful. So beautiful. What they've done on it is so stupid. But, yeah, they're not known for their wisdom. But they used to be. They used to be very well known for their wisdom, the original people from there. But they went through their motions as well. They got colonised too. Couple of times. So our ability to feel the learnt experience, the wisdom that's come from what their ancestors went through, my ancestors from that land, my ancestors from Ireland, my ancestors from even Vanuatu, understanding what happened with the Blackbird slaves. What is the experience of the DNA codes from that place? I can draw on that wisdom. I can draw on the experience of my ancestors from all over the world to help me to understand what's happening now and what am I here to do for them, but also for my people here to help us to understand how to move forward in a good way. And that sort of understanding is what I keep my connection to, a higher sense of self, my higher self that sits with the Creator. I keep that connection because that's the only part of me that knows what's right and wrong for me in this life. And then on the way from the Creator into my body right now, I have my ancestors' story in my codes, in my DNA, and they're all guiding me here as well. And they're all part of my story. So it becomes, from having that connection, it's about knowing that I've got a purpose. I've got a reason for being. I've got a reason to treat myself well. I've got a reason to respect myself. I'm not worried about if anyone else does, because I respect me. I know why I respect me. I know why I'm worthy of that respect. And I can see that in everyone else too. Wherever people are on their journey, I see that it's only where they are at that time. They still have that connection to the earth. They still have that grounding. They still have the connection to their higher self. So they have a purpose here. And they still have their connection to their ancestry, even if they don't know what to do with it. They don't understand what it is. For me, when it comes to DNA, if I heal my Indigenous DNA, I also heal my English DNA. I also heal my Irish DNA. I also heal my Norwegian DNA. I also heal my Vanuatu DNA. Everything. Because it's all in this being at this time, going through that process. And as soon as, the more I connect to the earth again, the more I do things in a better way, the more I understand the bigger picture. And I do understand some things in pretty higher realms and all that sort of stuff, but it's not about being so showy or anything like that. There's a lot of responsibility that comes with it. I understand all these things for a reason. I know why I'm here. And I know what it takes for me to be able to stay on this path. And that's what I do. That's the way I look after myself. And I know as long as I'm doing what my higher self truth is, and I pay attention to what's going on around me, and I listen to my ancestry, whatever I came here to do will get done. And it's a worthy job.
You're listening up to Grounded and Connected Empowerment. No matter what the story was, what we see now is that all the bloodlines are here. So we can allow the story to play out the way it has been, or we can take control of the story. We're not able to change the past, but we can own the future, and there is wisdom in this for all of us.
So from my understanding of the way the trauma travels through the bloodlines, we have, one way I explain it, the way I understand it, is that if our trauma that we experience in life, if we pass away without having dealt with it, without getting the wisdom out of it, and that's what my understanding of trauma is, it's here to help us, to show us the wisdom around what's going on, but we have to be in a certain place in ourselves to be able to see it while it's happening. So for most people, especially like some of our elders now, and definitely in the wider community, nobody's looking for the wisdom. No one's looking to really to heal, or their understanding of healing has something to do with, or just even thinking of healing as a term has been more understood for white society or non-Indigenous people do that, you know, or that's not the way we live. We didn't live healed, but that's a misunderstanding of what healing is. Healing isn't about making something go away and never thinking of it again. It's about coming to terms with what's going on, understanding what's going on, how it happened, and then how do we bring back the balance with understanding the wisdom around the situation, but also knowing what it's teaching us. And then that takes us out of a fight with whatever it is, doesn't matter what the issue is, and then it allows us to come back into our heart space. And it's in back in our heart space that's important for us to be able to work and be and continue on with our life story, which is why the ancestors had the stories. It's why they had the dances. It's not just to explain something that happened back then. It's about something that's going to reoccur And then the wisdom is there, the way to bring back the balance and the way to come back to the heart and come back to being in a good way with people, on country, in the self. And then when you don't have the opportunity to do that, like we see today, so many of our people don't have the opportunity to look up and see that something else is going on or feel comfortable enough in themselves to look at those things because they're painful, because they don't know what to do with it, because there's no one to help. All those things. The truth of the matter is, if we get to a place where we can support each other to stay in our heart, or we can have the people around us that step in and hold those spaces for us when we're in the middle of it, then we get the opportunity to get the wisdom out of it, to understand our own journey, to understand what's happening in the world around us, and then we can continue on. But if we don't have that opportunity, we pass away with all that missed opportunity, all of that learning and wisdom doesn't end up getting sorted out. And then what happens is later on down the bloodline it has to come, because of the big game isn't about this life, the next life, the next life. It's about thousands of years of DNA codes, of DNA, your bloodline, your family line, what's happened in it. How do we bring the balance back into the bloodline for the future generations, for thousands of years? We can't turn our back on the healing story. We can't turn our back on bringing understanding and wisdom from what's going on for us, because if we keep turning our back, and we have been, then we're just going to have the dysfunction turn up in the next generation, in the next generation, in the next generation. And that's how intergenerational trauma works. From grandparent to parent to jajam, great-grandparent, great-grandkids. That's very easy to see in the family home, how if mum or dad aren't able to be in a good way in themselves, then their energy, that hard energy, not loving energy and caring energy, is going to be put onto the kids, and then the next generation, the next generation, and the next generation, if we don't pull it up, if we don't go, all right, so someone in the bloodline has to put their hand up to do the healing. And usually one of the kids will start to grow with an understanding of being able to handle that situation a bit better. If we pay attention and we watch them, someone in the bloodline will come through with the ability to do that healing. And if they can do it, if they're supported to do it, then everyone around them gets it as well. The future generations get it. The great-grannies get it too. Like they get to feel it and see that shift in their own bloodline while they're still there. If we have those things in place, if we're actively watching for those deeper meanings to what's going on, we can turn this whole thing around really quick. Every generation still has to have its adversity, absolutely. I'm not saying that, but at least what went through our people 250 years ago, ultimately, if we were left alone to heal properly, we wouldn't be carrying it now. We wouldn't be held down with the story being regurgitated to us every year. We wouldn't still have to be screaming for land rights. We'd be properly integrated, and people integrated into this place, our place, in a good way. But that all calls for us to do that healing work. And if we don't do it now, it's got to be a future generation. It hasn't been done in the past, so it's on us now. That's my understanding of empowerment.
You're listening up to Grounded and Connected Empowerment. We do the work now to repair our connection to Creator, to ancestry, to country, and to each other. To have the power to hold sovereignty for our bloodlines, our kinship, and future generations.
So when it comes to frontline action, the whole yelling, abuse, and arguing, and all that sort of stuff, I don't have too much time for that. It hasn't worked really. Like, obviously, we're still marching. We still want land rights. Like the uncle say, what did we get? Fuck all. This is the truth of it. Because anything we do out of reaction to the trauma of colonization is still on their terms. We're not doing it out of empowerment of our people. We're not doing it out of a strong connection to our land. We're not looking at the issues with wisdom. We're not looking at it with that strength of our connection to the earth and our responsibility. It's there, but it's not what ends up driving it. When we're marching all together, we're not wisdom, 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 strength, connection to earth. We're chanting things that haven't got anything to do with being strong. We're portraying ourselves like victims. We're acting like they stole it and not like we ain't it. So we're putting out the wrong energy. We are ultimately in the heart of every person. We're coming from that love for our community. But the way that is coming across isn't about the love for our community. It's in reaction to their trauma, the trauma that they put on us. So because it's in reaction to something they did, it's their power. We're giving our power away to them. It's a little bit hard to understand sometimes, but it's like if somebody does something wrong to you and you react, they own you. You can beat them up or whatever you want, but you're doing it because of what they did. You're not doing it for yourself. If you take control and go through a proper healing process with it and proper rebalancing, and you bring justice in a good way, that's when you own it. That's done out of respect and responsibility. That's done out of law. That's done out of the love of your people. One of the main reasons we heal ourselves is so that we don't pass it on to the next generation. We want them to have a life without the stuff that we got to go through in this generation. So that's why we do things. We do things out of love. We do things out of care. We do things from the Creator, from the ancestors, and from our connection to the earth. If we're not doing it out of that, if we're doing it because colonization said so, if we're doing it because the government said so, whether we agree or not, we're still reacting to them, and it's their show. It's not until we turn that around and we start doing everything from our truth. But it's up to us to make that call. Are we going to keep being a slave to the system, or are we going to start running this show again? And letting the world and the Creator and letting our ancestors know that we still want this job. It doesn't matter what anyone else says or does. We're still taking responsibility for this. This is still our role. This is still our place. And we deserve to have that job because we will heal ourselves and we will get stronger and we'll come back and be the right people for the job to hold it. Not just because our DNA said so, but because our spirit's right here, right now, and in a good way.
You're listening up to Grounded and Connected Empowerment. Our feet on the earth is a beautiful ceremony. So get your bare soles on the land now and tune in for the meditation.
Find yourself a place to stand, far enough apart that you can feel just your own energy. With your heart, allow yourself to feel whichever direction you feel to face. Do one turn. Feel with your heart. There's no right or wrong. Bend your knees a little bit and get comfortable. And breathe deep. Breathe deep into your belly. Breathe in for 4, out for 8. 3 times. Allow yourself to feel the pressure on your base. Feel that energy going down your legs and into your feet. Now we bring our attention to breathing into our chest, breathing in chi energy, life force, storing it in the chest, exhaling any negativity 3 times. On the next breath, using your intention, we send that energy down through the base, down the legs, through the feet, into the earth. Allow yourself to feel your root system going down through water aquifers, feeling the cold, down through lava tubes, feeling the heat, all the way down to the core of the earth. There. Allow yourself to feel the heart of the Mother Earth. Without judgment or expectation, allow yourself to feel the love that she has for you. Allow yourself to feel as that energy travels up through your root system, up through your feet, into your body, touching every chakra point. Paying attention as it touches your mind, resting your ego, allowing you to come back into your heart, feeling safe. You're at home. Now we bring our attention to breathing into our chest again, breathing in three more times, storing that life force. On the next breath, using our intention, we send that energy up towards higher self. Anything standing in the way, you see it burst like fireworks, smashing to pieces. Keep that energy traveling up. And there, suspended in the collective consciousness, source energy, we feel weightlessness, timelessness, nothing but the love of the Creator. Without judgment or expectation, allow yourself to feel the love that He has for you. Allow yourself to feel your reason for being. Allow yourself to feel as that energy travels down through your crown, filling your whole aura. Allow yourself to feel your empowerment, your purpose. Now we bring our attention to our breath once more, this time breathing directly into each chakra point. Breathe deep, send that energy directly to the base. Feel it getting stronger and stronger, brighter and brighter, slowly turning up to your core. Getting brighter and brighter, stronger and stronger, slowly turning up to your center. Getting brighter and brighter, stronger and stronger, slowly turning up to your heart. Take a big deep breath for your heart. Getting brighter and brighter, stronger and stronger, slowly turning up to your throat. Getting brighter and brighter, stronger and stronger, slowly turning up to your third eye, pineal gland. getting brighter and brighter, stronger and stronger, slowly turning up to your crown, getting brighter and brighter, stronger and stronger, slowly turning, and all the way back up to your higher self. Allow yourself to feel every part of your being from the core of the earth with the heart of the mother, to your higher self with the love of the creator. Feel your energy expand and contract with every breath. Allow yourself to feel the presence of the ancestors here. That ancient timeless energy, solid and strong. The energy of lifetime after lifetime of the same DNA codes lived here, in this place. Now with your heart, let them see who you are. Allow yourself to feel their stare as they look deep into your chest. And allow yourself to feel the shift as they turn their stare away. Now with your intention, let them see why you are here. Let your mind paint the picture for them to see. Now allow yourself to feel your ancestry. If you don't know them, then feel your blood. Without judgment or expectation, let it show you the lands from where it came. Let it show you the mountains, the rivers, the oceans and the beaches, the people and the places of your original tribes. Now allow yourself to feel the last lawman or lawwoman from your original tribes. The ones who still knew the old ways, practiced the old culture. Now allow yourself to feel as that ancestor places their hand on your shoulder. Now allow yourself to witness as your ancestor takes a step forward from you to meet the ancestors here. See them meeting in respect of the old ways, the old laws taught to us by the earth. Now allow yourself to witness as your ancestor takes a step back and takes the place at your shoulder once more. Let them know that you're grateful for their presence in your life and you're open to their guidance. And let yourself feel the pride that they have for you. For you are the next step in your ancestry. Put here in this time, in this place, to take this next step. To heal your bloodlines and reconnect to the earth. Allow yourself to come back into this time, into this place. Taste the air. Feel the wind on your skin. The earth beneath your feet. And as you open your eyes, allow yourself to view this place as if it was the first time you'd ever seen it. Without judgment or expectation, let creation tell you its story. Let the trees tell you who they are. Let the sky show you its purpose. Take as long as you like.
You've been listening up to Grounded and Connected Empowerment, a podcast about embodying our innate wisdom through connection to country. Grounded and Connected Empowerment was recorded and produced on Bundjalung First Nations sacred lands in collab with Koori Male. Music by Oka. For more info on Jambi, head to groundedandconnectedempowerment.com. We acknowledge the lands on which we live and work, cared for by our traditional custodians for 80,000 plus years. We move together against the continuing genocide and colonisation of our peoples. Our sovereignty was never ceded. We endow deep respect to the bloodlines of this country.